Here it comes.
Please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
The psalmist reminds us, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Almighty God, we are a people who trust in you and seek to ensure that justice is lived and practiced among us. Help us know what we can do to make sure that the laws we pass spring forth from our desire to make sure our people's rights are protected and they may not be afraid of living righteously as your people. Because we trust in you, we are not afraid to do, to seek the truth and do what is right. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hegeman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Krause, Lavoda, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, or Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from 23rd. A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, fourth day, Tuesday, January 13th.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move that further read the journal be dispensed with, the same be approved, open, fully read.
You heard the motion. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Polk has a special introduction, I believe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a special guest that's here this morning, former, I might add, from the 28th Senatorial District. Senator Delbert Scott is here in the chamber this morning. For a lot of individuals, some of the individuals in this room that doesn't know who that is, 26 years of service in the House and the Senate, and you will never meet a finer person that represents the state of Missouri in both chambers, and he's been a friend a long time, and myself, my family. It's great to kind of follow in his footsteps, I want to say, but he's here with us this morning. I appreciate the body, if they'd please make.
And his son Todd still works with us. Let's welcome the former senator from the. Introductions. Senator from the 21st. Senator
Johnson.
From Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce to you a guest as well. He's my intern, and he's going to be working here full-time all sessions, so we're glad to have him here. His name is David Rogers, and he is from the University of Central Missouri, the Fighting Mules. He does a great job there. He was a former governor of Missouri Boys State, and he's going to do a great job. David Rogers.
We're delighted to welcome the guest of the Senator from Johnson. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution I'd like to send forward.
Senator, we are not on that order of business.
Okay.
We're about to be. Resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Now, Senator, send your
Thank
concurrent
you, Mr.
resolution
President.
Forward.
Concurrent resolution. 4 years.
Care to explain what you're doing, Senator?
Yes, this concurrent resolution urges the United States Department of Defense and Missouri's congressional delegation to protect, promote, and leverage Missouri's military bases and agencies, keep the number of military personnel intact, and preserve the defense industry procurement in Missouri. And I'd ask that it be printed in the journal.
Thank you, Senator. So ordered. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 11th.
Then I have a bill.
Send your
no
bill
explanation
forward.
Is needed.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill of the Senator from the 11th.
Senate Bill Number 238, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to retirement benefits.
Senator from Phelps, send your bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Thank you. Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 239, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to a statutory cause of action against health care providers.
Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward.
No explanation needed, thank you.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 240, introduced by Senator Kevany and Senator Schaaf, an act relating to requiring the state auditor to report on the costs of administering the death penalty.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 241, introduced by Senator Kevany, an act relating to the use of corporal punishment in schools.
Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 242, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to a sales tax for early childhood education programs.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill has to do with a sales tax for early childhood education programs. Thank you.
Senator from the 15th.
I have two bills. Neither one of them does require an explanation beyond the reading of their titles.
Send them forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 243, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to MoHealthNet managed care rates.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 244, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to the financial exploitation of certain elderly and disabled individuals.
Senator from Andrew.
I have a couple of bills to introduce.
Send your bills forward.
And they require no explanation.
Thank you, sir. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 245, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to tax collection in counties that have abolished the township form of government.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 246, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to judge disqualification.
Senator from the 1st.
I have a bill, no explanation required.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 247, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to employment practices relating to gender.
Introduction of bills. Further, Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
Hang on a second, Mr. President. Does not require explanation, Mr. President.
Thank you. Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 248, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to student associations at public institutions of higher learning.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senator, go to business announcement.
Announcements. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the last year, we have been blessed by having a Senate art exhibit in the walkway from the Senate parking garage to the Capitol. And many of you have noticed the great artwork by our students across the state of Missouri. Well, now it's time to update those. And as senators, we have the opportunity to contact our local schools back home, both public and private, and encourage students to submit artwork to be included in the next round of exhibits. I did send a letter out to all your offices, both the Senate and your staff, about this process. I think about half of the senators have participated so far, but it's a really neat way to involve young artists around the state of Missouri to have their artwork displayed here. The deadline is going to be February 13th. We've delayed it for a few weeks. And so I just encourage you to get involved with your local schools back home, encourage artists to have their work displayed here. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact me. Thank you.
Announcements. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming from the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
All those in favor say aye.